Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to a Monday edition of the Weekly Conversation. What a week it's going to be. Yeah. That's crazy. Yeah. Facebook VP Nick Cloggs. Oh my God. This Facebook VP basically admits that the fact checkers might be biased. Nick Clegg. They might be biased. I said they might be. I'm not saying they are. When you have posts about God and it's like they hide the photo. When people have that stuff, that's a look to me. I gotta look at that one. Eric Greitens. Kamala Harris' refusal to visit the border is a total fail. I mean, she ain't going to the border. She has leadership anyways, really? I mean, she's basically a porno star that got into politics. And then she's at a transgender pride parade. Hello. Your communities must be protected. That's priority. That's priority there, Kamala Harris. Don't worry, folks, because CNN's Chris Cuomo will save the day because he's coming out saying that the GOP is too concerned about the Wuhan lab story to care about Trump's DOJ surveilling Democrats. It was proven you guys were surveilling Trump and no one cares. Would he have like 2 viewers at CNN? If it wasn't for the Chinese Communist Party, CNN wouldn't exist. Joe Mitchum, I'm going to support Hyde in every possible way. Oh, Joe Mitchum. I hope it's true because he wants to ban taxpayer-funded abortions. I wonder what you're going to give up to get that. Oh, yeah, we're not going to have taxpayer-funded abortions. The government's going to pay for it. To you liberals, that's a joke because you are the government. When they borrow money, it's coming out of your paycheck. Apple wants to join the doctor-patient relationship. I don't think so. No, sorry. We want to store the data. And personal servers in China. Everything's okay, folks. You don't have to make planes out of beef anymore because Joe Biden goes global with a $40 trillion Build Back Better for the World Infrastructure Plan. I mean, it should be way more than $40 trillion. I mean, why don't we just make it like 550. Why don't we just make it a Google? That's one with 100 zeros behind it. Print that much money. Why not? Why don't we just give every household the ability to print money? How about that one? That and so much more. Welcome to the conversation I hope you feel a part of. Let's go to Psalms 91, 1 through 2. Those who live in the shelter of the Most High will find rest in the shadow of the Almighty. This I declare about the Lord. He alone is my refuge, my place of safety. He is my God, and I trust in him. Think about that as you're going through your evening or day or right now, whenever you're watching, whether you're watching live or you're watching later. This is too funny. The Facebook VP, Nick Clegg, admits that fact checkers on Facebook could politically be biased. I'm not saying they are, but they possibly could be. Are you, like, oh my God. If you, no offense, but if you can't see how biased they are, that can't be. CNN can't be biased. Chris Cuomo's not biased. Kamala Harris has visited the border. Well, see, she can say yes to that because she went about 100 times when Trump was president, pointing out all the kids in Obama's cages. And now that Trump is no longer president and she's in charge of the border crisis, what is she doing? Pride. But it's okay, folks. VP Nick Clegg admits that fact checkers could be politically biased. No way. That can't be. I mean, it's kind of, honestly. See, it proves my point. Eventually, they're going to come out that they helped Trump lose the election because they helped rig it. To me, it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when they come out and say that the 2020 election was stolen and rigged and the voting machines flipped votes. They're going to admit it. And everyone's going to be, so what? Who cares? So what? Trump deserved to lose. I don't care. Whatever. They're going to admit it. It's not a matter of if they do, it's a matter of when. Just like these fact checkers, oh, they're politically biased, or they could be. All these conspiracy theories are going to come out. You know, the hydroxychloroquine, they've proven, they tried to cover up the fact that it works. And you got, like, people like Kamala Harris that ain't visiting the border. Not that I don't expect her to, I mean, I expect her to at least visit the border. Not do anything, but visit the border. I mean, probably get drunk off her butt, have sex with one of the mayors down there or something, you know. Maybe get a couple of strippers in the hotel room or something. You know, not actually work. I mean, you pay for her to fly down to the border to have a party on our dime. You know? But she ain't even going down there. Maybe she's got a thing for the transgenders. That's why she's at that pride parade. Come over here, Caitlyn Jenner. I'm the VP. Yeah, I'm the first woman VP. Come over here. Come over here, Caitlyn Jenner. Come over here. Yeah, that's right, Caitlyn. Oh, yeah. Come over here. You want to get up in politics? Get with me. Come on, I rented a hotel room, man. We got Secret Service, man. Yeah, it's okay. I mean, something. I mean, because she won't go to the border. And she's at a pride parade. We got a border crisis. I thought she'd at least go to the border. I didn't think she would do anything about it. Just go there and like, hey, I went. I'm Kamala Harris. I was at the border. And she'll go to a part that has like the wall. She'll go like a part that's like, see, there's no crisis. Look, the wall. If Trump wouldn't have visited the border, there would be 24/7, 365 coverage of it. Trump did anything that was needless as far as travel, that'd be 24/7. Well, you know how much it costs to run an Air Force One, and Trump is just using it for his private excursions. Kamala Harris just goes and does whatever she wants to. That has nothing to do with the border crisis, which she's in charge of, and they're like, it's silent. And they're only talking about her not going to the border because they're kind of forced to. So, like, there's two types of people in this world. A man that's completely naked in my living room and one that's doing the same thing, but he's out in the street. One really don't matter, but the other one you're kind of forced to deal with. And they're forced to deal with, okay, we got to, you know, people know she's not, it's out in the open, that she's not going to the border. So they're having to try and, okay, they know she's not been to the border. We got to do something here, folks. But when you have Chris Cuomo talking about the GOP being too concerned with the Wuhan lab story to care about the Donald J. Trump DOJ surveilling Dems, it's already been proven that they surveilled Trump, that they were spying on Trump. All this, but it don't matter. You mean to tell me, Chris Cuomo, that you don't want to know where the origins of this virus came from that killed people, Americans? No one thinks like that. Not to mention your flesh and blood that didn't put them on a makeshift MASH floating hospital. We're going to put them in nursing homes. We're not going to use those floating hospitals that Trump gave us. We got to have old people die so we can make the pandemic look worse. Like I've said before, I truly believe that the pandemic was supposed to kill more than it did. And when it wasn't killing like it was intended to do, they had to try to go into panic mode. We got to find some way to fearmonger these people. How do we get these people to stimulus checks? We try to get them to be staying home and want to, and get more money. No, you should be giving $300 stimulus checks to the people that are essential workers that are working. That unemployment rate would drop. Nope. You want to be a couch patriot? Stay home and collect the check. The government's got your back. It's Pavlov's dog, folks. It's only a matter of time before that bell starts ringing. Ain't nothing there. Yeah, the first couple times they ring the bell and you go and there's food on the dish. Woohoo! Just wait till they start ringing the bell and there ain't nothing there. That's what I'm saying. But it's okay, folks. We don't care about where the Wuhan lab... We don't care. We don't want to know. Figuring out where the Wuhan lab thing comes from and seeing if that's actually where coronavirus started, that has nothing to do with Trump. No. We got to go after Trump. He's not president. We have to spend even more trillions of dollars. Let me tell you something, folks. If they had something on Donald J. Trump, they would have found it a long time ago, and they would have used it to impeach him. They have nothing on him. They're wasting millions of dollars, and it's kind of like those people that you see when there's like 50-minute ads before the video you're going to watch on YouTube. Hi, folks. Do you know that millions of people every day don't diet properly? Do you know that diets really don't work? At the end of this video, I'm going to show you a secret that's going to help you rethink the way you eat and the way you lose weight. As for years, we're always told, diet and exercise, diet and exercise. Well, what if you've been dieting wrong the whole time? What if the exercise was actually not helping your diet, making you actually sustain weight and hold weight, and then it goes back and forth and all this, but it doesn't tell you anything. And then you have to click on something, and then you have to buy whatever it is, and you think they're going to tell you. It's kind of like the mainstream media. Oh, the Trump DOJ is surveying Dems. They went after Dems. They surveyed Dems, and they went after Dems. We're back on the 100th day of Trump's DOJ surveilling Dems. We don't have any documents or any proof. We're just telling you that he did it. We know he did it, even though we can't prove to you he did it. Trump's done so much illegal stuff that we couldn't find any of it to impeach him on, but we know he did it. Lord, help. If they would have found something on Donald J. Trump, they would have used it in an impeachment. Trust me, you think they didn't have thousands of people investigating Trump trying to turn over any little tiny microscopic thing? If they had some, they would have went after him. Trust me. But it's okay, folks, because coronavirus don't matter anymore. Now that Trump's out of the White House, no one cares about the coronavirus, where it came from. All they're doing is trying to shut up and take the vaccine. Trust me. We will make sure that your business and that your company forces you to get it. You're going to be forced to do it. And we're going to get your neighbors to go off on you for not wanting to take the vaccine. Yeah, if you know your neighbor's not going to take it, threaten him. Go up to him. Give him crap. Get in his face for not wanting to take that vaccine because, millions of people are dying every second because you're not getting the vaccine. You're a selfish, selfish man. You went to Thanksgiving. You probably went to Christmas. You probably did Easter without limits to the people coming. You probably didn't wear masks or social distance. And now millions upon millions of people are dying every second because you didn't COVID-19 vaccinate and segregate and separate. You probably had more than two people at Thanksgiving and Christmas and Easter. You ungrateful. You might as well, I'll give you the names of the people who died from COVID, and you might as well crap on their grave, because that's what you did. You celebrated native casualties. Oh, but now that CNN, who cares about the Wuhan? We don't care about COVID now. It don't matter. All it is, remember, folks, it's just a mask. It's just social distancing. Come on. Come on. For the greater good, we need to not go to church. Stay home. Don't work. We'll give you money. The same people that are fearing you into not going anywhere and doing anything will make sure that you have what you need to survive. Don't worry. The virus came from China, but you're going to use their mask to protect you. Yeah, that's right. The same mask that are going to protect you will come from the same country that produced the virus. Trillions and trillions of masks produced every day to protect you from the very virus that they released. Coincidental? I don't think so. Don't worry, folks. It's just social distancing and masks. Come on! Don't you want to save lives? It's just a vaccine. Come on! It's been tested long-term for safety and efficacy, and it's safe. If anyone dies, the blood's on your hand for not being forcibly vaccinated. Oh, we're not going to mandate you get the vaccine, but we're going to make sure that you can't do anything if you don't. Oh, you don't have to get a vaccine, but you want to go anywhere outside your house? Oh, yeah, you have to have it. No, you don't. Well, if you want to go in the stores. Don't worry, folks. You want to go to a Kamala Harris Pride Parade? Go ahead. Make sure you're vaccinated. These concerts that we're going to play a concert for 20,000 people, but you have to have the COVID-19 passport to get in. It's okay, folks. It's just a vaccine. It's for the greater good. Then they mandate vaccines and masks and social distancing. And what's next? What's the next thing that they force on you? Because you may support the vaccine, and I'm not against people that are for the vaccine. But when does it come to the point where, hey, wait a minute here, folks. When do you wake up and you say, okay, folks, it's a vaccine, I get it. You support the vaccine, just wait till they mandate something you don't support. Just wait. Kind of like Apple wanting to join the doctor-patient relationship. I don't think so. The problem I have is like tech. I like Apple over all of them. I have a Mac, but like I want to have like a Mac type computer that's a conservative, like a Ted Nugent owned. And they want to be able to, basically, like, if you do, like, the FaceTime type thing, you can share stuff with your doctor back and forth through interface and, you know, send information and... So we'll see. We'll see what happens. I miss the good old days with the paper, when a doctor would write this stuff down. It is kind of neat, though, when you go there and you don't understand something, you can just, like, search it, and here it is. And he's searching the same stuff you would look up. I mean, different because he finds stuff, man. I find stuff just mainly because I do my own research, but... You know, it's just one of those things that, you know, it's what we do, you know. When you get so good at doing research when you look up stuff, because, like, when you hear somebody say this, we got breaking news out of Atlanta, and you, okay, well, first of all, is what this guy said real? That, then if you verify it's even real, then you got to go back and forth, and, okay, and there's so many different viewpoints, and, okay, well, this talk, is this even legit? Because these three places didn't talk about it, they talked about this, you know, in that. You know, and that's the problem we have. So it's just one of those things, and it's going to be interesting to see how stuff plays out, but we'll see. You know, the truth will set you free, and it will, so thank you so much for tuning in wherever you are around the world. Thank you. I really appreciate it, man. It's just, I try to wake people up, and people like Joe the Colin and others that have called in that wake up and like, hey, because I get people all the time that have that, the good old, I love it. You know how it goes. You know how it goes. I'm a Republican, and that's the response you would hear from a Republican. I'm a conservative / independent libertarian, so no, I'm not. Thanks for calling. You want to go for double jeopardy where the scores can really change? I love when I make a comment, and they're like, well, it sounds like, well, it's cool. Answer for Republican. I told one person, I said, well, we weren't paying enough $3 a gallon gas for the last 3.5 to 4 years. Explain how the gas price is Trump's fault when Biden's in and all these things that Trump did to have energy independence. And they can't argue. They don't even respond. Kind of like those people that I could never vote for anyone that said that. That was not actually Sarah Palin. That was Hillary Clinton that said that. What? Who? That was Biden said that? Yeah, it wasn't Trump. It's Biden, and here's the video. And you show like a CNN video of a clip. I can't believe it. Yeah, well, you have a I'm with her shirt, so you're not going to vote for, and you wonder what they, I would love to know what they do, because they're like adamantly not going to vote for anyone that says that. And then they have a bowel movement in their pants because they're like, that was Hillary Clinton? I can tell you so much stuff about Hillary that she never said that. Okay, you want me to get the video? There are people that put videos of all these things that liberals would never believe that these Democrats have said. Joe Biden's not a racist. Okay, here we go. Here's a compilation to prove he's not supportive of black people. Click. Well, yeah, it's a 3-hour video, so sit down, grab some popcorn and a soda and enjoy. You'll crap. This is all edited just to put 25,000 clips together. It's not edited so it makes him sound like he said something he didn't say. But it's okay, folks. I guess we're still going to have to solve the world by making planes out of beef. But Joe Biden goes global with We're going to build back better. We're going to build back. You know, because $40 trillion. We're going to build back world for infrastructure plan. That's what I'm going to do. My name's Joe Biden. I mean, I think $40 trillion is way too small. I mean, at least $400 trillion at least to have a build back better for the world infrastructure plan. I mean, should be way, $40 trillion ain't going to cut it, man. You spend $40 trillion, jeez. Just wait till a loaf of bread is about $80 at the beginning of the day and $20,000 at the end of the day, and then but it's okay, folks, because we got a severe dementia patient overseas right now embarrassing himself at your expense. He has no clue what he's doing. He has no idea why he's there. I mean, when he does something like this, he's very far along. Like, he takes so many breaks. Because he can't do it. I mean, there's a photo that they cover up and it says, any government with enough power to demand that you carry papers in order to move around freely is far more dangerous than COVID. Now, I can understand the bottom part, because the photo was actually like a mass grave, and they could, you know, but I've seen way worse stuff on there, non-political, that is. I mean, you have, like, I mean, it's great when you have, like, Representative Jim Jordan coming out asking FBI head a key question, like, why do leaks always benefit Democrats? Why is there all this stuff that's bad when Democrats do it, but when Republicans do it, it's perfectly okay? Got the joke. Flip that, reverse it. Biden can do something and it's perfectly okay. Trump does it and it's like, we're investigating Trump for Biden did it. Did you investigate Biden? I don't think so. So sit down. But that's where we're at, folks, in this world. And Dems don't see it. Dems are too dumb to, and I guarantee you in those videos, they do still vote for Hillary Clinton, even though I can never vote for anyone that says that. Well, that wasn't Sarah Palin, that was Hillary Clinton. Here's the footage. Hillary did what? Yeah, Hillary Clinton said that. Yes, that's right. You know, I mean, heck, Biden's on the other side of the world bashing our former president. It's sad. But people don't care. People just whatever. You know, that's the problem in this world today. No one, there are people waking up, and I think there are a lot that are like, wait a minute here. I don't know how anyone can stand by the $3 gallon gas praising Joe Biden for it. I mean, this is crazy. Hunter Biden's, I got to move on. Hunter Biden's art will range from $75,000 for works of art on paper to $500,000 for large-scale paintings. Really? If you're stupid enough to buy that stuff, yeah, this painting I call Cracks R Us because my crack pipe had a crack in it, and when I lit it, it burnt my finger, and it gave me the inspiration for this painting I call Cracks R Us. this black canvas I call black tar. No explanation needed. That the black canvas, yeah, that's $500,000. Oh, it's just a black canvas. I didn't paint anything. I know it's just called black tar. I just bought a black canvas. But I'm Joe Biden, and it's my dad, and I'm Hunter, and I'm worth, isn't a black canvas worth $500,000? Of course it is, man. Well, I did sign the painting using black because I wanted it to all be black. But I'm Hunter Biden, and I'm a painter now. Kind of like Klepto Dollar. If you dumb enough to donate money so he can have a private there jet, that's your problem. The Lord told me that when I go traveling around to go evangelizing, I need a private there jet and you're going to help me fund it. If you dumb enough, because he wasn't lying when he wasn't like trying to get money to, we got poor children in Africa and this money. He wasn't trying to lie and take your money and like, hello. You can adopt a raccoon. 4 million raccoons die every year at the hands of reckless drivers. With your gift of $29, you can help save a raccoon's life. And then what they do is they take that money and then funnel it into an account to buy a Learjet. No, he's out. Yo, what's up, man? My name's Klepto Dollar. I need a private Learjet. You can hook me up, man. I ain't going to fly on no United Airlines. No way. Not today. Not today, Satan. I want a private Learjet. You can help me buy it. And people donate. So a pastor can have a private Learjet. My pastor would crap if I said, hey, man, you know, if we wanted to do something to get him something special to bless him, you're okay. You know, we're going to get him a Harley. You know? He'd probably like, why'd you raise money to get me a money pit? Really? If I wanted to throw money in the toilet, I would have bought a Harley myself. But, you know, I mean, I don't get it. If you're stupid enough to buy Hunter Biden's paintings, really? It's probably like Hillary Clinton's $12,000 suits and jacket things that look like she went to the Dollar Tree and bought a bunch of rugs and stapled them together. It's sad. Oh, yeah, I want to get into this because Mia Farrow said that humans are a species that should not have guns. Okay, if you want to play that game because you want to try to take away the guns from us, well then have fun, because that would mean like the military, the people protecting Joe Biden, he shouldn't have, you know, I can, if someone wants to ban guns, I can understand that 100% if they want to take away the Secret Service weapons, you know, so that Joe Biden has no people protecting him, our military has no guns. I mean, I could see that, you know, I could see like, okay, I could see that stuff. And if, don't you just love this conversation? Hopefully people waking up. Oh, yeah, that's right. That's one thing I'm going to do, and I'm going to try to get the answers to this, do my research and talk to people to see if those idiots are like, I could never vote for anyone that says that. if they did. I mean, we got a reporter who broke the story on 2016 of Clinton and Lynch tarmac meeting, dead at 45 of alleged suicide. You know how, yeah, he probably took like a shotgun and turned it on him and pulled the trigger, even though his arm reach wouldn't allow him to pull the trigger, but you know. I mean, at least Hillary Clinton's people could at least made it look like he had a heart attack. But they're labeling it a suicide. But it's okay, folks. And they've had death threats. I mean, they have so much stuff on Hillary Clinton that I've heard they were going to blackmail her. They wanted her to become president so they could blackmail her. And it's just how it is. This world we live in, folks. People are waking up. People are starting to say, okay, wait a minute, okay. Kamala Harris hasn't been to the border. See, I think there's a lot of things that they're having to address because people know there's a crisis at the border and nothing's being done. And that's the thing. How do you get people to sit there and bitch and complain about kids at the border when there's a crisis now and they're not saying a word? Yeah, I can't. I couldn't. I don't know. I don't think. I don't drink. But I don't think there's enough liquor for me to tolerate Nancy Pelosi. Yeah, I do a great Nancy Pelosi impression. Yeah, I'm known around the world for my Nancy. I'm Nancy Pelosi. And we need to. I'm it's one nation under our, because all these people that say one nation under all and stuff, I'm going to get them all together and say, let's go to a pride rally. Oh, no, we're not, you're not, trust me, I'm not, no. And they'll be like, we don't support that stuff. I say, no. Show them, I want you to treat those people at the pride parade like you would in your country. Stone them and... You know, if they really got Sharia law in this country like they want, there would be no pride parades. They'd all be stoned to death. They would have their arms tied behind their back and thrown off a building until they died. Okay, whoop, you survived. Let's do it again and again and again until they kill you. Okay, he's not dying. We got to have him go head first or something. He's got to break his neck, something. Drop him higher. Do something. And we have a bunch of, like, valedictorians are like, well, you know what, folks? You'd be like, huh. Yeah. I tell you, folks, it's nice to see some things going on in this country and some people waking up. There's still too many woke people that don't know anyone. I don't know. There's just things in this world that I don't get and I don't understand. Maybe I'm supposed to. Maybe I'm not supposed to. I mean, I know I'm not the smartest man in the world, but when people complain about, you know, why aren't, it's been, we've had gas prices like this before and they Trump and his oil tycoon buddies. No, it's not. It's Bush and his oil tycoon buddies, and Bush, and the gas price. We need to just get a bunch of conservatives on, okay? Yeah, why aren't we talking about the gas price? Oh, yeah, that's right. It's safer to get gas all the way halfway around the world than it is. When you have, like, 40 people killed and shot every weekend in Chicago, and Black Lives Matter doesn't wonder why... I don't know how anyone cannot sit there and say, okay, how many people were shot in Chicago this weekend? 20, 30, 40, 50, whatever. Where was Black Lives Matter? Did their lives matter? They should have. But it's okay, folks. The same people that brought you the virus are bringing you the masks and the cure. They are. They're bringing the masks and the cure. But it's okay, folks. It's okay. Trust us. Trust us. You'll be safe by using the mask from the same company that made the cure. It's okay, folks. It's okay. It's okay, folks. But that's just what we live in. People don't think about stuff. So many people I know that have to know every single solitary thing that goes into their body, but when it comes to this vaccine, they just take the vaccine. What's in it? I don't know. They're not questioning what's in the vaccine, but they're questioning everything that's in their body. You know, this corn right here, man, it's non-GMO, and you can actually know where it is, where it came from. They'll tell you what row and everything. It's okay, folks. It's all right. Don't worry. Don't worry, folks. This is the world we live in. 43 people shot during the weekend of Mayor Lightfoot, Chicago. But it's okay, folks. Black Lives Matter. I mean, don't worry about... Yeah, we don't care about black on black, Matt. Those lives don't know. No, we don't care. Whatever. Just... Wow. This is some waking up stuff. Missouri governor signs bill barring in-state enforcement of federal gun controls. So if they ever try to come after your guns or AR-15s, they're not going to enforce that, and they're going to be against it in Missouri. Way to go. And there's a lot of states coming out as Second Amendment states. Carry only, you know, carry whatever you want to. You don't need a permit. It's great. It's great to see a lot of this coming out and people waking up and saying, okay, that's enough. Yeah, we have the Second Amendment. It shall not be infringed. What punishment shall not be infringed? Do you not understand? And you got governors backing it up by having several come out recently. And their states are now going to be constitutional carry where they don't need a permit at all. And then some states are like, we're not going to, yeah, go ahead and come after our guns. We're not going to have anything to do with it. What they're going to do, that's why they want to get rid of the police, so that they can bring in a government police force. That's what they want. They want to have a government police force. You know what I mean? That way, I'm Biden and you'll do what I say, or I'm Kamala Harris, you will get their guns. It's just sad that, like, you have people at AOC that don't have... A bartender, and now she's in, she don't know what she don't know anything. But people, she's so wonderful. She is. I love to know how she gets elected, because they've had people go in and ask people what they think of her in her district, and no one can stand her, but apparently she got elected somehow, even though no one can stand her. I mean, that's why when you look at it, being like I have been libertarian for so long, and that thinking, that, like, why are we gaining in people that support that way of thinking massively, but no one ever, it never goes anywhere. And if you don't know what I mean, hear me out. You would think libertarian votes would go up as the movement grows, but they're not. Now you can argue, well, you know, when it comes down to it, the libertarians are never gonna. I guarantee you, if everyone that said, well, if I voted libertarian, it's just gonna get the Democrat in, the libertarian candidate would get way a lot of votes. They'd get probably, no, they hardly get, they should get way more, in my opinion, than they do. Way more. I mean, people are waking up. I mean, states are banning critical race theory. And what's funny is, and I guess it's not funny, but, and I talk about this a lot on my program, places like Detroit that are nonstop Democrat, a Republican, Democrat, and same policies. Nothing changes. I mean, you got Joe Mitchell. He's like, yeah, this is going to ban taxpayer-funded funding of abortions in the United States. And, of course, he's a Democrat from West Virginia. Down the East Coast, by the way. But Joe Mitchum, buddy old pal, I hope he's serious. No, yep, we're going to make sure the government will pay for all abortions. Yeah, we are a taxpayer-funded government, buddy. I bet you there's something, there has to be something in there to where if you read the fine print, we're still taxpayer-funding it somehow. Got about 9 minutes left in the program, and thank you so much for tuning in, and wow, what a day. What a day. It's just amazing, you know, to see everything going on. And to me, it's just funny to see all these, like, double standards that make no sense, but people still, like, buy it all, you know? It's crazy, you know. It really is. I'm not good with names, but we had some great World Cup. I call them that, but it's the Euros, the 2020 Euros. Someone goes, what are you listening to 2020 Euros for? What's that? They had no idea. I'm like, they're playing them because last year they couldn't, you know what I mean? They're not calling it the 2021 Euros because it's the 2020 Euros that was supposed to be played last year, but they're playing it this year. But when you had Slovakia beat Poland 2-1, I'm like, my team's Poland, baby. And when they got a Kurchovec, the red card in the 62nd minute, and I was just listening to it, and I guess it's one of those where some people say, was it a second yellow? If he was late at all, call it. And when they got down 10, minutes, they're playing 4-4-1. They needed to do like a 4-3-2 or something, change it up a little bit. But you know, they really couldn't do much because they were down 10 men. I couldn't believe that the Czech Republic beat Scotland. But why was the goalkeeper so far out when he scored that goal from pretty much the halfway line? That was nuts. When that was, of course, you know, talk sports. I was like, that was, did these one line, like, that is the goal of the 2020-year-olds. I'm like, they aren't over yet, you know. Someone can bicycle kick or do something. Right now, it's the goal of the 2020-year-olds, but, you know. But that Spain and Sweden game, nil-nil, it was bad. It was one of the boring games where, like, it was, like, not from, it was just nothing going on. You know, a couple chances that should have been, but they weren't. I just wanted to see Poland do something. I mean, we got Christian Eriksen, that's about it. Other than that, don't do much, you know. And that's what's funny, because you look at him. I mean, you got Robert Lewandowski. I'm thinking the United and things and stuff. But you got Robert Lewandowski. He's one of the best forwards. But it's like, you know, because I got Polish in me and stuff, and I wish I could pronounce the names, because they're, like, so cool. But, you know, it's just incredible, you know, with what's going on and different things. And that, I mean, we had great games up until Spain and Sweden. that was like a sleeper. That was like, okay, I've had 10 cups of coffee, and I'm about to fall asleep because the game's boring. It's something where you could take a hit of LSD and fall asleep. That's a joke, because you don't sleep when you're on that stuff. But, you know, it was still, I mean, I think Poland did pretty good to hold on, you know. They had a couple chances with Lewandowski and stuff to equalize, but couldn't do it. But it's just one game. So we'll just have to see what happens. We will have to see what happens. We'll have to see. I mean, hopefully we can get out of the group stage. You know, so we'll have to wait and see. It's just a really... It's weird, because it's like they say, 2020-year-olds, and granted, we didn't have them last year. And it's just like all this excitement of the Euros from last year building up, and now it's actually happening. And you wonder what's going to happen, like, if, because I guess there have been a couple people in these countries, I think, that have had it, so we'll have to wait and see. Because these people, I'm sure, if they have, even if they've got the vaccine, they probably get tested 25 times a week, just to make sure that they're not gonna pass anything on or anything. But it's just one of those. It's an amazing thing, you know, to see these Euros come about, and you know, and then every once in a while they'll try to throw in like transfer news for like the Premier League or like the Bundesliga or something like that, or you know, PSG, or and it's like. No one, like, transfers to me are kind of out the window right now. Yeah, like, I really don't think you would ever, I mean, if you got some high-profile player, like a Robert Lewandowski, and, you know, and you're going to get him on a transfer or something, like, during the Euros, yes, during his Poland campaign for a 2020 Euro, he has sat down and discussed his transfer, and he's, I think July is going to be big, because now that you have this window open, you're going to have, I think July is going to be huge. You know, but it's like they still try to push it once in a while, like these Euro campaigns, these like during the Euro campaign, they try to every once in a while push a button like, this is going to definitely happen. And I can understand like a Jadon Sancho, because it should have happened last transfer window. So it's just Manchester United forking over the money to Borussia Dortmund that they want for Jadon Sancho. They told you how much they want for him. I know you're going to try to go Dutch and try to go really low. After the, if the second time they say, hey, we said we want this much for Jadon Sancho with 90 seconds left, you need to say, okay, we're going to pay you X number of dollars sold. What Ducey Dorman wants is a fair price. It's not, they're not price gouging. They're not price gouging. Jaden Tatum is worth it. And I think he would pick some boxes. I think he's more a striker, but you know, we need to get a CDM or a center back. Got about 60 seconds left. So thank you so much for tuning in. We need to get a striker or center back. So we'll have to see, because that looks like Ram wants to go to PSG. So who knows? We just need to get some top quality players in the midfield. We need to get a midfield because we have strikers, but we don't have anyone that can create set pieces to put it in the box. But I want to thank you so much for tuning into the conversation. I really do hope you feel a part of it. Until Wednesday, folks, I want to thank you so much for tuning in wherever you did around the world. And remember, with a firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until this Wednesday, good night, everyone. God bless you all, and goodbye.